Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Of Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly, I want to thank our guests of hour number one, young road upcoming road racer Gus Rodeo, motocross racer Kyle Cunningham, and also motocross racer Zach Osborne on the Rockstar Energy Husqvarna Racing Team. Hour number two, we're going to talk to Roger Hayden and Joey Lamondre Jr., who is an also up and coming. We've got the up and coming road racers.
That Lickma Molly Cup.
But I think the first guest that we're going to bring on right now is. He's Mater. Jack, if you would please bring on our first guest. Roger Lee Hayden joins us now. Welcome back to the show, Roger. How you been, man?
I've been good, man. Thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, well.
It's always good to talk to you, Roger. We're all excited to hear what you've been up to. Last we talked to you, you said, hey, I'm going to go be a regular human, go take some vacations, hang out with family and friends and whatnot, things you didn't get to do. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. I've actually, I really enjoyed it. Me and my wife finally took our honeymoon, and I get to go see my sister in January. Her and her family live in Utah, so I get to go see them for the first time. Like at their, I mean, they've been to Owensboro before, but to actually go to where they live and spend some time and like go skiing with her and her, you know, she's got some little girls. So, that was a lot of fun. And, besides that, man, really just kind of the, almost the same stuff. We had a dinner for Nikki's Memorial Foundation, beginning of June, which we kind of planned it up a little bit late and kind of took a lot of work. We did it ourselves, so it felt really cool to be part of that and actually be able to do my part, where before it was always, you know, focused on racing and training and everybody else picked up the slack, my sisters and family and all that. So that was fun, and it actually went way better than expected. So That was cool, and I've been to a Moto America race, and I've actually now did a couple pro flat track races. So staying busy, but still not the kind of more relaxed, not quite the grind, I guess you would say.
Yeah, well, welcome to the world of not having to train every day and watch every bite. Are you picking up a couple of LBs and enjoying some real food?
A little bit, but actually I've stayed the same size because I still train a lot. And to be honest, I did, when the season first ended, put on a little bit of weight, not much, maybe 5 pounds. But I just didn't exercise a lot, just didn't really feel that good. And I got really strong on my bicycle, and I just don't really want to lose that because I still like to compete, and I still like to ride with the boys. And, you know, it's now that I'm 36, it's a lot easier to lose it than it is to gain it back.
Heard that, brother.
Yeah, your neighborhood's full of fast kids. They seem to follow you guys around. So, yeah, there's no shortage of guys who would love to say they kicked your butt out back, I bet.
Yeah, for sure. So it's been I'd say right now I'm probably the same size as I was when I raced. So, but still, I mean, definitely the diet's a lot more relaxed. And some days, you know, if I don't want to go grab my bicycle, I don't. But I still do. I still put in close to probably 150 miles, give or take, a week.
Wow. And also, earlier this season, you did some commentary on the Moto America live feed, which was very good, I thought. Is that something you'd like to do more of? I think you got you had some pretty good insight there.
Yeah, I would definitely like to do a lot more of that. I had a lot of fun doing it. It's definitely a lot harder than it looks, and it's actually kind of funny. The first session I did was the first time I met Robbie Floyd, and we had to sit down beside each other, and there was like a 25-minute red flag that we had to,
fill the airtime right there.
Fill the airtime right there. So it was fun. I enjoyed it. I'm going to be doing the one at Pittsburgh. So coming up in a couple months, so I'm looking forward to that. And that's something that I've liked and would like to do. Would like to do more than even that I'm doing now. So we'll see what happens. I get a lot of positive feedback from a lot of people about, how well I did. And, it's always, I guess, cool listening to somebody that's been there and done it, I guess.
Yeah, I think it'd be awesome. You mentioned you went to some flat tracks. Were you just spectating at those, or did you get to do some similar type duties at flat tracks? Because I think you'd be a great commentator for that series as well, and it's the coverage they've had this year has been spectacular. I'm a huge fan of flat track, as we all know.
Yeah, and I raced at Lexington, and then I raced at the National at Laconia short track.
Oh, yeah.
So, I missed the main at Lexington by one spot, and then I got eighth at the Laconia short track a few weeks ago. So, didn't go too bad. So, they asked me to... JD will be missing this weekend because he's going to be at Laguna Seca, so they asked me to fill in again. So it's pretty fun, to be honest. I got a lot to learn. Those guys are super fast, but it's the team that Tommy's the team manager for. So we just had a lot of fun with it.
Did you have any time on that Yamaha before you went out there?
I did two laps at some track by my house.
Full prep is what you're saying then. That makes your results all the more impressive, Roger. Clearly you've still got all kinds of fast in you.
I'm curious, if you're going to put the gear on and you're going to drive to the track, I don't care if it's across the street, and you throw your leg over the bike, why only two laps?
Because it started raining.
Oh, crap.
That's the only answer. That's the only one.
So you're looking at radar on your phone and you're hustling. You're like, all right, we got to get this in.
It was, we started probably 20 minutes early and told the guy, don't water the track anymore. Because, you knew that rain was coming and just wanted to at least, do. I might have got five laps in total, but it was a dust bowl. Because, if he would have watered it and I had to wait 20 minutes, I wouldn't have got any laps. So at least I got to go and did a couple starts. And then, we had one of those good old southern rain showers come in, and it was just a flood came down.
Yeah, downpour.
That stinks. And the bike has been killing it. It looks like it is very competitive. Is that your sense of the bike?
Yeah, it's definitely competitive, and the team is working really hard. I know a couple of tracks, I think they've struggled with whenever it's a groove and it's really slick to get the thing to hook up. So I haven't really experienced that yet because the short track that I went to was sand and like really deep. So this weekend I think will be a groove, so I'll get to see that the tracks that they have typically struggled at. But they're doing okay. JD won a TT, but I think they know that they have a little they get some work to do to be as good as the Indian guys, but they're definitely making a lot of improvements. Jake Johnson got on the podium at Laconia, and he was actually running in a podium spot last weekend at Lima, and his bike broke. So they're getting better, but you know, they still have a little ways to go. So they're working hard, and you know, they haven't tested in a while. But I know before the season started, they did a lot of testing. So they want to do well. And Tim Esteson's the team owner, and you know, he's really committed to the program, and he wants to win races, and he wants it to be on a Yamaha.
And yes, that guy is so crazy dedicated to the sport. He's putting a lot of his own, money, effort, time. He's absolutely, the sport needs guys like Estenson in it, and we all want him to win, so he gets paid back for the amount of effort that he's putting into this, because he definitely is one of the big names in multiple venues of American motorcycle racing now.
Yeah, he sponsors JD's Superbike team, makes that happen. Last weekend he had five bikes on the track at Lima.
Wow.
Two guys in the 450 class, two guys in the twins class, and one guy in the production twins class. So, yeah, we could use a lot more guys like that who are just dedicated to the sport and just love it, because he's given five guys, one weekend not just that weekend, but, you know, throughout the year. And, I mean, heck, even for a guy like me, gave me, I'm sure it helped having Tommy as the team manager, but still, giving me the opportunity to come and do some flat tracks, and now it's pretty cool that, you know, I've already made a main, so I'm going to have a national number again next year.
That is cool, and, what a lot of people don't understand about flat track, you need data. Setup is everything. It really is about bike setup, and that's a relatively new bike. So every race, they're getting more information, which I'm sure they've got smart guys on the team figuring out what that data means and what they can do with it going forward. Like you said, JD's already at the front and has been at the front, and I foresee a bright future with the Yamaha for that team particularly.
And they're getting some help from Yamaha also, so I think that helps them, and Yamaha wants to do well. And it was so weird for me. My whole career I've never rode for Yamaha, and never even rode a Yamaha. Then once I retire, now I'm riding a Yamaha and wearing Dainese leathers because they have a team deal. And
you're getting all kinds of new stuff after retirement, which is just exactly not how it goes for most people.
No, not at all. So it definitely, but it's definitely fun, and it's different. But also, like you said, it's a relatively new bike. Not a lot of guys run it, so they're learning as they go. And every weekend's a learning experience. And the thing that, it's hard to do mid-season if you figure out, oh, we need something new. Well, you have to get it made, and then, their race weekends are 2 5-lap practices and 2 5-lap qualifiers, and then you got to line up to try to qualify for the main. So you don't really have time on the race weekend to be
experiment. It needs to be done at home in the shop, and again, Estenson's, he's there. That team is the team that's capable of doing it for sure, and they definitely have the desire. They show us that in so many ways, and that's cool that they got you out there. I think you would, well, when you're done racing, you'd be great in that booth too.
Also, I have definitely thought about announcing for that as well if the opportunity came up, if I wasn't racing. But I'm kind of having fun learning the ropes of the flat track, and now I really want to do the TTs. I want to do Black Hills, the one in Sturgis, And also, I really want to do Peoria as well. Just the history, and I just think for me, using a front brake and, you know, it goes, it has right-handers as well as going left. I think it would, you know, actually I know it would suit me a lot better than, you know, just your normal flat track that guys go to all the time. But I'm not sure if that'll work out because JD will be back for those two races. So those might not get to happen, but I know I'll do some more races throughout the year. So I'm excited about it, and just, you know, gives me something to look forward to and a new challenge. And you know, I'm not gone all week. You know, I leave Friday morning, I get back Sunday morning. So it's not, it's just a short trip. So, you know, it's kind of exactly what I want.
So JD's doing a wild card this weekend at Laguna, is that right?
No, there's it's Moto America.
Yeah, but he's also doing the two World Superbike, actually three World Superbike.
Yeah.
So you've
done a few different wild card one-off rides as well as a season in World Super. Do you got any advice that you're offering up for old JD?
But not a ton. We just talked about his training some because he's going to be on the bike so much. You know, he's got five races this weekend, so that's a lot of track time,
and it's a lot of recovery. Yeah, he's going to be burning the fuel.
So, and JD likes to train really hard. So, you know, we talked a lot about making sure you don't show up
tired.
You know, yeah, tired with your tank empty, because you're going to have some in reserve, you know, because if you show up depleted and then, you know, you're going to just get more depleted as the weekend goes. And when we rode our dirt bikes, he really, the last couple of weeks, he's really shortened his time in between his rides.
Yeah.
So the recovery is not as long. And so I know he's really excited. He knows it's going to be a tough challenge, but, you know, I think it's really cool to see an American out there.
Yeah, hopefully he shows him some tail light for everybody. We're all hoping.
Yeah, I hope so. And, you know, he's had some really good rides this year. I know there's a few things here and there they struggle with the bike that I think they were going to try to get sorted out before this weekend. But, you know, it would be great to see if he couldn't try to sneak in the top 10 one race. I know it's kind of what he would like to do is get a top 10, but who knows how difficult it is. But at the same time, he's the guy that's up for the job just because he is in such good shape, and he rides so many different brands of bikes. He's flat tracks. He rides dirt bikes. And, you know, this week he's got to switch from Pirellis to Dunlop.
Yeah, that's a big change for a rider, too. I know you've had to do that at various points in your career, and it's not to be underestimated, right? I mean, it's a notable difference as a top-level rider. You can really tell, right? I mean, that it's a completely different thing.
Especially, not only is he switching tires, but he's doing it during the weekend, switching back and forth. It's not like, okay, Friday I get used to the Pirellis. Well, you keep jumping back and forth, so you have to remember what tires you're on and what their characteristics are, how they like to be ridden. I remember one year doing the MotoGP race, and I did the 600 race the same weekend, and just trying to remember the gear ratios on two bikes that was totally different was really hard.
Yeah, it is interesting. Although, yeah, a flat tracker you would think is probably the guy who's best equipped to deal with, okay, this feels different than it did 5 minutes ago.
Even still, it'd be a nightmare to try to.
Yeah, and I'm sure the setup has to change. He's using the same bike, right?
Yeah, they have two bikes, and one of them I think they're going to set up with Pirelli's. I'm not 100% sure. I think I asked him the other day. I think he told me that he has two bikes, and one of them he's going to use in World 2 bikes, and one he's going to use in Moto America, because both series has a one bike rule anyway. So that way, at least you're not changing your setup.
Yeah, gosh, because that would just be a nightmare for the team. Yeah, it would be terrible. Well, we wish him and you the best. Are you going to go? You're going to be out there watching? Or no, you're riding. That's the whole deal. You get to ride that weekend.
Yeah, no, I'll be in Weedsport, New York this weekend. So, which I wasn't going. I didn't have any obligations in Laguna anyway. So it kind of works out perfect that I get to go do a flat track race.
Who goes up with you? You got is your wife going up with you?
No, I'll just travel with me and Tommy. Will go up, and one of my buddies from home lives in Louisville now, and he's been helping the weekends I've been racing. He's been helping he used to work for me a lot whenever we were younger, and we'll all fly in at the same time. You know, he will make our connectors meet. So since it's just one day, she'll just stay home. But she went to Lexington whenever, because we just drove there. So I'll just go up with Tommy and be a short, sweet trip, I hope.
Well, hopefully you get some big points on the weekend. I'm looking forward to it. So you were talking briefly. You mentioned your brother's there was an anniversary or something that just happened, and you were a little more involved than you had been in years past.
His for Nikki's Memorial Foundation, we had a dinner for it, and we never put one on before. And this foundation is run through a company in Louisville, so there's a lot of rules and stuff that and guidelines that you had to follow. And the reason another place does it is that way, you know, we never see the money, so it's a third party that does it. But they have a lot of rules and stipulations that you got to get through. So it took a while to put it all together, but it was a great event. I don't think it could have went any better. We had somebody from, you know, the Hayden Home for Girls, which is being built here in Owensboro, which is going to help, you know, girls who are 14 whose families left them, or a single mom who's you know, father, the kid left them, and it's just her, and she can't make ends meet. It gives them a place to live, and, you know, some things you don't realize. The girl from the facility was talking about how, you know, they got a girl in there now that's 14 years old, and, you know, they asked her what was her favorite thing about it, and she said, well, I have stability, I have food, and I have a warm shower.
Yeah, wow.
And you don't think about that when you're 14 years old. Like, you know, most 14-year-olds just want a new pair of shoes. They're not worried about a hot shower just because they're used to it.
That's a big deal.
It was really cool, and definitely makes you feel good about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, good for you, man. That's so those dinners, can we, or how can people contribute to that?
Well, you can go to, there's a link, actually. I have I'm actually got a Facebook page and an Instagram page, the Nikki Hayden Memorial Foundation, and it's got links on how you can, where to go to donate money and stuff like that. We don't have any fundraisers coming up at the moment or anything like that, but people can always donate money to it. And, you know, I try to tell people, you know, where the money goes. Like last year we, and a lot of it stays here in Louisville because this is where Nikki was from. And,
sure. Makes sense.
You know, he loved his, you know, he loved where he was from. Helped, like they built these, like, therapists and some other people, they built, for five kids here in Owensboro, say, you know, this kid doesn't have an arm, where they built like a Jeep, but all the controls would be on the right side. Or, you know, if he couldn't use his legs, all the controls to the Jeep would be with his hand. And that way kids with disabilities can still enjoy stuff that normal kids do. And I posted photos of all that on there. Last year we did a, you know, a backpack program where we, you know, basically sponsor a meal plan for kids so they have food not only at school, but more importantly, after school, because a lot of kids don't eat when they're, you know, you don't realize that. A lot of kids, when they get home from school, they don't eat till they get back to school.
Yeah, that's, well, that's just cool that you guys are able to do something like that and clearly making a positive difference, Roger. I'm looking forward to seeing how you go this weekend out there. Good luck. Anybody
thank
you want to
anybody
you want to thank before we head to our break? It's been great talking with you.
Well, I want to thank Monster Energy for still supporting me, and the Esteson guys for the opportunity on the flat track, and all the fan support, continued support for the family. And if anybody's listening, they want to check out Nikki's Memorial Foundation. It's on Instagram and Facebook, Nikki Hayden Memorial Foundation.
So, all right,
check it out.
Outstanding, Roger Hayden. We appreciate it. We're going to take a break. Want to give a big shout out to Evergreen Podcast Production. Evergreenpodcast.com hosts a diverse and dynamically curated blend of creative shows featuring a wide range of lifestyle and niche programming. Our network features a myriad of entertaining shows rooted in high creative values and production quality, including Pit Pass. We are now owned by them, and we have to give a big shout out. It's a great group of people to work with. So, all right, Roger Hayden has been our guest. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have Joey Lamondry Jr., an up-and-coming road racer in the Liqui Moly Junior Cup. This is Pit Pass. Stay tuned.
Bruce Martin, host of Pit Pass Indy. Each week, I go behind the scenes of the NTT IndyCar Series and introduce our listeners to the biggest stars of IndyCar, which features the Indianapolis 500 as its cornerstone event. The men and women that compete in IndyCar may be the bravest athletes in all of sport, as danger lurks around every corner. They're able to look danger in the eye without flinching. That is why the NTT IndyCar Series features the best racing on the planet. Join me every week as we talk to the stars of IndyCar, including the legends of the Indianapolis 500, on Pit Pass Indy from Evergreen Podcast.